This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Welcome to another episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast with me, Gary Wilson, and
Chelsea Little.
Chelsea Little, she's here too. I'm afraid it's a package deal. What's happening in this edition?
You kicked off the week with a bottle hack.
Oh, this is excellent. As long as you never want to shut your door again. That's the only downside. But it's handy otherwise.
We finally had a cracker snack champion.
Oh, this was a wonderful, wonderful time had by all. It's, I'm going to say, Kent's favourite snack-related, sound-identifying game.
Oh, it's infiltrating every household. Oh. People are now questioning their snack choices.
Sure.
There was brolly horror.
You really have quite a story when it comes to umbrellas.
We're not friends. If you prefer. Umbergamps.
Yeah. You're not friends. You're not.
We did start a massive debate in Kent as well over burgers.
This is still going on our socials as well. It hasn't stopped
yet.
That's
my favourite thing.
It's still, people still posting about this. This is how controversial we are. We don't care. We fly in the face of dull radio. Our socials, by the way, KMFM official. It's kind of like the side dish to this breakfast buffet, if you ever want to check that out. KMFM official, wherever timelines you're on, don't forget we're there.
From side dishes to side hustles, there was some peculiar packaging going on in Kent as well.
Incredible inventiveness is what I'm going to say. All that and much, much more coming up in this episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast, which has been entitled wittily by my colleague.
It's episode 81, Ronnie's Juice, Icky Keepsakes and Peculiar Packaging.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
My hack is another one coming for you.
I'm nervous about these.
Don't be nervous. Yesterday's one went a bit awry about the old sun visors.
Yeah.
Because I was telling you how the sun visor, the lady unclipped the sun visor from one side so she could use it as a side sun visor as well as a front sun visor in the car.
Yeah.
And you were like, everyone knows that.
Everyone knows this.
Well, okay. Well, shush, because you won't know this, right?
Okay.
You're stuck. You've got a bottle and it's got one of those caps that needs prizing off with a bottle cap remover. You know, a bottle opener.
Yeah.
Right? Not a twisty bottle opener with a cork, but the metal caps that are squished on, you have to pop them off.
Yeah.
You haven't got a bottle opener. You're gasping. You're gasping for your drink in there. What you do, simply go over to a door.
Yeah.
Open the door. Where the little door catch goes into the door frame, there's like a little metal plate there and a little hole in the door frame, right? Put your bottle cap in there, prise it off, and away you go. Now, I just want to say, if you damage your door frame trying this, don't blame me. It's your own silly fault. If you spill beer everywhere or whatever it is in the bottle.
Because the angle you'd have to do it at.
There is that. It has to be at 90 degrees.
You'd have to flip it quick.
Which isn't ideal for a position to be in. With a bubbling beverage. Yeah, thank you very much. I'm just writing bubbling beverage down. That's going to be the name of my backing band. Okay, but anyway, that's the hack. Do with it what you will. Don't blame me when it goes wrong.
I'd be going around all the door frames in the house to try and find which one's the best.
Okay,
I guarantee you it wouldn't be the one in the kitchen.
Have this on me. Do it on your socials later on tonight. When you become a TikTok sensation, just thank me, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank me now ahead of time. Just save time tomorrow.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
KMFM Breakfast. Cracker snack.
Here's the crack. Such a good sound.
Really good.
And here is the snack.
Six double O double nine. Start a text with KMFM. What do you think that is on Cracker Snack? Hello, Anne. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What do you think Chelsea is snacking upon this morning?
A rice cake.
Rice cake.
And what made you come to the idea of a rice cake, Anne?
Because I eat them.
That is the best response.
It really is.
Ever.
You want real. You want
only
real.
Only someone that knows.
You want experience. It's right there with Anne. Anne, what's your favourite flavour? What's your go-to?
The cheese and chive.
Oh,
one.
Cheese and chive.
You've cracked it!
And you're a winner! Wow! And you've won a prize beyond compare, a super secret something which will be heading to the Isle of Grain before you know it. Enjoy it when it arrives. Remember, keep it a secret, though. It's a secret prize.
Yeah, I will do.
Well played.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
And shout out to you, as you've looked out the window, you're like, I better pack my brolly this morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Big up if you actually have a brolly that isn't broken. Every single brolly in my house.
Yeah.
Handles missing.
I mean, you say every single. How many have you got?
I've got four. Well, three and a half, technically. Because one of them, it doesn't fully extend and the handle's not there. I don't know what happened to the handle.
So you just got a top bit?
Yeah.
You've just got the no,
just,
no
you have
stem.
To hold it right at the top and you have to keep your hand there to keep it open.
Well, you've got three others. Can't you use bits? Can't you amalgamate some kind of Frankenstein's umbrella? That's sort of made from the dead bodies of all your old umbrellas.
Look, one's got bees on and the other's got pugs. You can't be missing the two of those together.
Oh, no. You didn't tell me that. I'm so sorry. I've made myself look silly now, haven't I?
You have.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Right, the weather was nice. Yesterday morning, really nice.
So
then
good.
Then it went greyer through the day and now obviously we've got what we've got, grey. Rain.
It's happening.
So the headline in one of the papers for that was Brits to bask in 19 centigrade before rampant thunderstorms batter nation. No one has ever basked in 19 degrees. Even us in this country. I've gone, 19 degrees, let's bask in it. Basked in a teen temperature.
No, it can't be teen.
So stop it now. And also, why? Whenever they talk about the weather, rather than go, it's going to be sunny, Brits go crazy for sunshine. Brits to be happy. We know who we are. Why do they always have to tell us? But here's a good headline, though. So, King Charles, the Sandringham Estate, which is a big lot of farmland as well, and they've got animals and vegetables they grow out there, and they've got a restaurant as well, Sandringham, where you can go and order food, which is all from the estate, including now burgers for the very first time. £14.50, get burgers served with chips, coleslaw, and a pint of Sandringham IPA or golden bitter made with spring barley from the King's Farm.
Wow.
How about that? Headline for that one?
Brits enjoy burgers and beer.
Close. Burger King, though. Burger King, you see?
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
International Yarn Bombing Day.
What's yarn bombing?
You've seen yarn bombing.
Have I?
I'm sure you must
have. Is it where someone throws a ball of wool at your head?
No.
My nan used to do that when I was naughty.
And it still had the needles in it from her knitting. That was
do
the
not interrupt her when she's trying to knit one pearl one. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you throw her off. That's the trouble. If my nan got into a particularly good episode of Coronation Street, you'd have a cardigan with one arm longer than the other.
That's too many rows.
We had a family of knitted cardies that she did for the whole family. And the hoods, honestly, you could have got a family of four in each hood. That was a really good
doesn't
episode.
Doesn't want you to have cold ears.
No. Anyway, international yarn bombing is when they knit and put it onto things. So you might have seen the little toppers on top
on the post boxes.
And they've done various other things. They've yarn bombed trees and lampposts and things like that. So I told you'd seen it, and I told you'd know what it was.
Oh, I love the little creatures they make.
So to all those secret people who do the knitting and crocheting secretly away and then arrive. I just love the idea of them arriving in the middle of the night.
Just sneaking it on top
in
of the post box.
In the dark of night. Putting a knitted, I don't know, festive scene on the top of a post box. What a wonderful way of spending your time.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Burgers in brioche buns. It's going to give you an emotion, I would have thought. For me, the emotion is no. But then I think, do I need to just go with it? And you can decide. I can't decide whether I need to embrace the brioche with a burger or not. What are people saying?
Sandra in Chatham said, definitely not. They make it too sweet and any burger in a bun just shouldn't be sweet tasting. It's like saying one lump or two in your burger bun, mate.
That's such a good point. One lump or two. No, you wouldn't do that.
Trudy and Walderslade, though, she said, yes, yes, yes. Sweet and savoury together is a match made in heaven. Plus, it makes me feel posh. So there. A brioche bun does feel a bit posh, doesn't it? It feels a bit posh.
You're right.
Maybe you get out the brioche. You're doing well in life.
Yeah, you kind of feel like, yeah.
So there are some people agreeing with you. Team No, we've got Laura in Dover, Sue in East Morling, Louise in Chatham, Lynn in Raynham, nice Emma in Ashford.
Thank you.
Team Yes is overpowering. We've got Vicky in Sandwich, Helen in Margate, Stacey in Maidstone, Kirsty in Canterbury, Kim in Ramsgate, Lindsay in Herne Bay, Kaylee in Tunbridge Wells, Robin in Westmorling, and Kirsty in Thanet. They all say Team Yes. However, we have a very passionate Team No. That's Darren in Rochester.
Yeah.
He said no because sweetness. Brioche buns are known for their slightly sweet taste due to the addition of eggs, butter, and sugar in the dough. Right. Some people feel that this sweetness can overpower the savoury flavours of the burger patty, creating a flavour imbalance. Texture. Brioche buns are rich and tender with a soft crumb and a slightly crisp crust. Some individuals prefer a sturdier bun with a chewier texture that can hold the juiciness of the burger.
Yeah.
Tradition.
Yeah.
Traditionalists may argue that classic burgers are best served on a plain or sesame seed bun, as this allows the flavours of the beef patty and condiments to shine. Darren's as passionate as you are.
I'm as passionate as Nicola in Margate either. What are the rules?
Well, the bun depends on the burger. If you have classic barbecue burger, go for burger bun. But if you have things like Wagyu burgers that are my favourite, you can go for more of an upgraded bun. To me, that's an upgrade. Brioche bun with multi-seed, top with onions, maybe some relish, different cheeses, whatever you fancy. Make your own burger. It's your life. Go for it.
Oh, thank you. That is uplifting. I never expected to be motivated and uplifted. But
look,
that's done the job.
Bit of burger motivation.
I think I've got to embrace it, haven't I?
I think you've just got to take it in your stride.
Gonna embrace the brioche, everyone. I'll let you know how it goes.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Victoria Beckham.
Yeah, Victoria
posted
Beckham.
On her Instagram.
Yeah.
Saying she's still got Brooklyn's Beckham's teeth.
Brooklyn's Beckham's
teeth? I'm that outraged. I can't put this.
You
just
can't
a lot of
even
teeth.
Put your apostrophes and S's in the right places.
Brooklyn Beckham's baby teeth. She kept them.
Yes.
And she put a picture of them on the internet.
Lovely.
Why are you keeping people's teeth
Beautiful.
For?
A little memory.
No.
When they were wee. Oh,
have you seen baby teeth as well? They look horrible.
Well, they're not as bad as big grown-up teeth.
Oh, at least
see
they've got a
them.
Root. They look a bit more impressive. Baby teeth are just out here looking all teethy.
Well, that's why they fall out. That's why they're supposed to come out, because they're just wee and little and the kids don't need them no more. Look at me, I've got my new big
look,
teeth.
If your own mouth doesn't want the teeth, why are you keeping them as a
parent?
Because
it's a wonderful moment when the children turn from babies into children proper, and it's just a magical moment in life to be remembered and treasured. What's your problem?
Absolutely not. Get it in the bin.
No.
I was talking about this with my family on the weekend,
right.
And they were all laughing because they were like, if you think that's weird, my granddad's still got my first bus ticket, which isn't that
I
weird.
What you were going to say there, bus
in
ticket.
In theory,
that's
bus
right.
ticket.
Yeah.
But what's gross about it is the fact that I had a habit of eating custard creams all the time as a kid.
What?
So there's just sticky custard cream fingers all over this bus ticket. And you can see the remnants of my custard cream hands on this bus ticket.
There's nothing that makes any sense in this story. What the heck is going on in your family?
I don't know. They kept the bus ticket thinking it was cute. It's not cute. It's got biscuit fingers on it.
Well,
Victoria Beckham's got a son's teeth. My granddad's got a custard cream bus ticket.
Well, you had the custard cream fingers and they kept you. So, I mean, that's the biggest wonder of all.
Leslie in Tunbridge Wells, her icky keepsake is a lock of her son's hair.
That's cute.
I wouldn't say that's icky.
Not icky.
We'll let you off, Leslie. Alex in Thanet has a wire that stitched her up after a C-section.
No comment.
Stacey in Maidstone has all five of her babies' umbilical cords. She's got a collection.
Five of them?
She's got a collection of umbilical cords.
She's from a hose pipe.
I love Julie. She has all the teeth her puppy lost. As well as her son's.
Baby puppy teeth. But she mentions the puppy first.
Yeah.
Great.
Puppy always.
I didn't know puppies had baby teeth. Didn't I know that?
No, me either.
I feel like I didn't know that, even though I've had dogs. But never mind.
Oh, the dogs must have a tooth fairy too.
Yeah.
Holly in Gillingham, first fingernail clippings and an eyelash that fell out.
And an eyelash. It's very hard to keep that somewhere, I would have thought, wouldn't it?
Just a very tiny little pot.
Yeah.
Kerry in Thanet kept all her kids' umbilical cords.
Oh,
she said, I still have two, but my third was eaten by my dog.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
International. And you know, for the longest time, I thought it was just pronounced falafel. Which actually sounds like a place out of House of Dragon or Game of Thrones.
It sounds like somewhere elves live.
They have journeyed far from falafel. We have news. What is it, my liege? No, but falafel.
Oh, I love a falafel.
Yeah, I know you do. Happy Falafel Day, everyone. I hope the person in your life that you share a lot of time with shares their falafel with you. Chelsea, you were loving falafel yesterday in the office, weren't you?
I was. I munched about half a packet of them.
Yes, half a packet. That would have left half a packet for someone else, maybe a colleague sat next to you at the time working away.
You can't share falafel. It's
no
way.
Apparently not.
Falafel is a solo experience.
You were snuffling the falafel.
Like a pig with truffles.
Was it a particular, like a falafel truffle snuffler?
It was a Moroccan-flavoured one, so they
was
had
it?
Little
tasted
apricots
just
in
like,
there.
Had apricots in it?
Yeah, you know when you get a little sweet bit with the
I'm not sure
chick penis,
it's down, nice. Down with the apricotness in there, so maybe it's best you didn't even ask if I wanted one of your
See,
falafel.
I knew this. I thought ahead in advance. So I was like, well, I won't do that to
I
him.
I won't do that to him. No. I won't push him. Well, anyway, look, big love to you if there is someone in your life who would care enough to even offer you a falafel.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Mimi Webb.
Yeah, and well done. Mimi announced yesterday she's going to be supporting the Jonas Brothers on the UK leg of their tour.
That, which honestly, is the dream.
Amazing. Well done, Mimi.
She's queen of the touring at the moment. She's just finished touring with Benson Boone.
Right.
And now the Jonas Brothers. Do you need to be surrounded by any more good-looking men?
But seriously, when you are... you know, we've had Mimi on the show, and Mimi, we know because she's videoed herself coming back to Kent in her car listening to KMFM.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, we'd love to talk to the boys, you know, if they've got a moment in between
the gigs.
Put some work in and get a word in as well.
Perfect.
It'll all be good.
Even just one of them. We don't need all three. We'll just take one.
Who's the one we're most likely to get?
Kevin.
Yeah.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
I love watching movies, and I know a lot of people listening right now will be like, that's me. I love watching films. Well, I've come up with categories recently of what type of movie watcher people are.
Right.
Having been to the cinema, I observed this. First up, you have the Quizmaster. Someone that asks endless questions.
That's me.
Throughout the whole film. I knew that would be you.
Yeah.
Second up, chobbler. That's someone that eats through the whole thing.
Such a horrible word. I think you've invented that word. It's absolutely disgusting.
Third, snuffler. The one that cries at everything. We've all got one of those friends. Fourth, the snoozer. The person that just sleeps through the whole film the moment you put a film on.
Okay, yeah, I'm also that one. Can you be more than one?
You can be more than one, I'll let it. And the final one, sloppy choppy is what I'm calling it. And it's the people that kiss throughout the film. Have you ever been to a cinema and people just snogging through the whole thing?
What's sloppy choppy?
Well, that's the noise that they make, isn't it, when they're all slopping chops.
Oh!
So you think you're Quizmaster... and snoozer. I say I'm chobbler and snuffler. I do like to have a little munch throughout the film, and I do cry at everything.
What are you, chobbler?
I'm chobbler and snuffler. You're Quizmaster and snoozer.
If they ever do a remake of Snow White...
and the Seven Dwarfs.
And the Seven Moviegoers. Come on, shuffler. Come on, schnobbler. What's he called?
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Money. That's what I want. That's what I want. I'm trying to think of ways to make some extra money. Every morning on a Sunday, when I drive into work on a Sunday,
yeah,
a big boot fair up the road, big boot fair, and I'm trying to think of all the stuff I could put in a boot fair,
and
make some money.
It's when you're looking around the house for things, isn't it?
I ain't got nothing good. There's nothing. I know it's some toot that they sell anyway.
People like the most random things. You need like a candelabra.
Where do you get a candelabra from?
I don't know, but they sell those at boot fairs, don't they?
Well, they won't sell them there, but I'm trying to. I don't want to buy one. I want to sell my stuff. I want to make some money. So I've seen this. Tamsin Althwaite. She was in EastEnders. She played Mel. She was killed off.
Oh, yes.
Blonde lady. Very attractive lady.
Yes, she's very beautiful.
Great actor. Anyway, she has been doing boot sales. She was spotted doing one across the border in Chigwell in Essex.
No.
Yeah, she had all her stuff there. She had T-shirts and lots of blazers that she was selling. But most of all, and this is where suddenly we can make some money, because I want to include you in this.
I've got my pen.
Because I want you to hold the little purse thing on a belt. You know the purse on a belt thing?
I always wanted one of those. Right? You look so official.
You can be in charge of that, right?
Thanks.
And I'll do like the, come and get it, come and get it.
Yeah.
Right? Here's what she was selling. Pictures of herself. So, right.
We need to get to a photo booth.
Before the boss comes, forget that, it costs money. Before the boss comes in, we'll use the printer here at work.
We'll take a selfie.
We'll do some photos on your phone in a minute. And we'll print them off.
Print them out.
You can even sign them. That'll make them worth serious rent.
You'll get some extra pennies for that.
WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So what have they all been saying in the group chat this week, Charles?
Ronnie's in trouble. He's got 9 parcels in the post room. People keep 9. Asking him on the group chat, like, Ronnie, can you just take your parcels
Ronnie,
out of the post room?
It's time to clutter things up there, my friend.
I have to start a leaderboard at this point.
Yeah.
And see who's like who's the biggest culprit for leaving parcels.
Wall
in the
of
room.
Shame.
Wall of shame in the post room.
Yeah. There
that
you go.
Needs to happen.
Okay.
I'm going to make that happen.
I'm here to
I don't
help.
Know why people leave it. I get so excited when I get post. I like to check every day. I never get anything.
Yeah.
But
you
I like
to
check just in case.
Well, yeah, you've got to be sure.
Kerry's back on her health kick.
Oh,
she's found
good
a new
for her.
Juice bar at the end of the road.
Oh, well done, Kerry.
And apparently the watermelon and strawberry one is really nice.
Watermelon, strawberry. Tastes like strawberry.
Maybe that's what Harry was on about. Maybe he went to the juice bar at the end
he
of our road.
He went to the juice bar with Kerry. That song is about his relationship with Kerry, the time they had together.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a short, brief moment, but it was a magical time. He'll never forget Kerry. Who knew?
And this started last week on the group chat is Brew with a View. After Pam shared a picture of her cup of tea and a view out of the window.
Oh, magical.
I have to say Henry's won this week.
Oh, the Hoover?
No, Henry
okay, because Henry.
Not
don't
Hoover.
Start. No, Henry's not a Hoover. Hoover's a different brand. Henry the vacuum cleaner, I meant. All right, but you all know what I meant, to shut up.
But it's Henry the bloke.
Yeah.
He got a great shot.
Henry the bloke.
Of a tiny little espresso cup, which I just think they're the cutest little things ever. Oh. People that own them, I'm like, what are you doing with life? And then a sunset in the background.
Oh.
Gone for a little walk. There's a little espresso cup.
You're taking his cup with him for a walk?
Yeah, taking it with him.
You don't take your cup with
it's
you for a walk.
It's only an espresso one, isn't it? You can pop that in a bum bag when you're done.
But it's, what's the point? You've got a thimble's worth of coffee. You're going to get
a nice
door. It's going to be
kick.
Cold. At what point on your walk do you... I might have a little... Then what do you do with your washing up?
Pop it in your bum bag.
No, no, I'm sorry. This is social media going too crazy. Now it's branching into WhatsApp. It's polluting WhatsApp as well.
We're going to pollute all of
the apps. Photo nonsense. No.
Oh, I love it. Espresso and a sunset. What more could you want?
Well, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, it's all happening there. I just don't know how so much stuff can happen in one apartment block. But it does. It's really happening. It's a really happening by Chelsea. And we find it out via that WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Absolutely obsessed with Vinted at the moment. Other places are available to buy and sell things, but I just love selling my stuff.
Are you flogging all your wonderful, collectible, desirable seconds?
Well, I've got a ridiculous amount of clothes and I thought it's about time I cull them and get rid of stuff. But
I've got
never...
to say, I don't think I've ever seen you wear the same clothes twice. It's ridiculous.
I just mix and match the apps. I restyle them.
Is that what you do? Restyle. Okay.
But I've never actually bought anything off the app. And my friends are like, you need to be really specific with what you search and then you'll get something good.
Right.
And I actually was in the need of a new bikini because I've kind of killed all of mine off.
The monkeys stole them, we've heard. It's a long story. If you weren't listening, I'm sorry, we haven't got time for it now. You have to go back to our podcast. Thank you. Available im-listening.co.uk.
And I found one. I thought, perfect, this is a bargain. I'll order it. So made my first official order on this app. So excited.
That's where I should imagine.
Went to the post room the other day.
Yeah.
It's a really weird looking box.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I haven't ordered anything from here. And I opened it. This box was a dessert box, can I add? It was a patisserie Valerie, like cake box.
Your bikini
My bikini was in a patisserie Valerie cake box.
Wow!
Don't things arrive in parcel bags anymore? Is that not a thing? Why? Also, can you imagine the disappointment? Like, yeah, I wanted my bikini, but now you put cake in my head, and there's no cake in the box. At least put one in there as a nice bonus.
Well, so it's put over your buns, at least. I suppose there was that.
Talking about the weird things you've received parcels in the post, Instrude has confessed that she's part of the problem. She sends her vintage parcels in bags for life. Ash in Sittingbourne got a football shirt delivered in a wrapped up Doritos bag. I hope they weren't chilly heatwave. Liz in Who got a parcel in an old fashioned puzzle box.
Oh, that's bizarre.
No puzzle in it, I'm presuming.
Yeah, no. I suppose it's a good sturdy box, though.
Yeah,
if the person that's sending it to you doesn't care about the puzzle or has lost some pieces, makes sense to me. Recycling.
This one's very chaotic, but I love it. Carly in Ramsgate. Her cake tin that she ordered arrived in a normal-looking cardboard box. But when she looked on the cardboard box, there was a sticker for a certain kind of silicone cover. On an area.
No, okay. I'm not even thinking about it. I'm not even sure I know what you're talking about, really, honestly. And I don't know if I can say the word on it. You haven't run it past me, so let's not. Let's not. Why are you even going there?
Moving on, Thomas in Maidstone ordered a model train and it came in a Subway sandwich box.
Oh, no.
Sue said he now has a train that smells like meatballs.
Oh, well, win-win.
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KM FM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KM FM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KM FM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.